December 30th, 1899. Effects of humiliation and of mortification. This morning, I saw my adorable Jesus for just a little. And since obedience had told me to pray for a certain person, when Jesus came, I commended him to him, and he said to me, humiliation must not only be accepted, but also loved, so much so as to chew it like a food. And just as when a food is bitter, the more one chews it, the more one tastes the bitterness, in the same way, humiliation, when it is well chewed, gives rise to mortification. And these, that is, humiliation and mortification, are two most powerful means in order to get out of certain hitches and obtain those graces that are wanted. While it seems noxious to the human nature, just like the bitter food that seems to do harm rather than good, so with humiliation and mortification. But it is not so. The more a piece of iron is beaten on the anvil, the more it sparkles with fire and is purged. The same for the soul. The more she is humiliated and beaten on the anvil of mortification, the more she sparkles with celestial fire and is purged, if she really wants to walk along the path of good. If then she is false, it happens all the opposite.